The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
First of all, welcome to the broadcast. Please let us know in the comment section below right there on Facebook. Let us know if you are new and where you're joining us from. Today, we've got an interesting topic. Today, we are going to be dealing with the subject of healing. So if you are in need of healing in your body today, please stick around for this broadcast. If you know someone, whether it's a family member, a coworker, a friend, a relative, whatever the case may be, and they are in need of healing in their body, please stick around and believe and agree for their healing as well. Now, I do want to issue a disclaimer. What I'm about to ask and request today is nothing extraordinary, because I can show you in scriptures where Jesus had to do the same thing with his disciples as well. If you are in this broadcast today listening, this is not for the podcast or for the YouTube segment, but for the live segment of this, the live portion of this. If you're watching via by Facebook Live and you do not believe that in the topic of healing, you don't believe in miracles, you don't believe that God can heal today, I'm asking you either to keep your comments to yourself of anything negative or anything that would hinder others from receiving today. And if you can't do that, we're going to ask you to go off the broadcast today, come back on another day when we have another topic. Why am I asking that? Because I absolutely believe that negativity, unbelief, mockery, blasphemy, all these things will hinder not only your own healing, but it will hinder the flow of the Holy Spirit in the broadcast. So having said that, I want to pray before we get started on this thing. We're not going to go long today, but we're going to pray right now and ask for the Holy Spirit's blessing to be upon this, and that the Lord would move through this podcast today. So Father, I ask today that, Lord, you would move, that you would flow, and that you would operate through this broadcast today, through the live broadcast of this and through the rebroadcast of this. I'm asking that you would anoint your word. Father, you said in your word that your word would not return void, but it would go forth and it would equip and it would establish and it would accomplish that what it sent forth to do. I pray that your word would go forth today with signs, wonders, and miracles to follow. I pray that people on the other end, the recipients on the other end of this microphone and video today, that are sick in their body, that are vexed with some kind of infirmity or weakness in their body, Lord, that they would simply hear the word, heed the word, apply that word, and receive it today by their faith. And it's in Jesus' name. We'll give you the glory and give you the honor. Lord, get me out of the way so that you can have your way today on this broadcast. And all God's people said amen and amen. So if you're listening today, the name of this topic today, the name of this devotional today is simply this. And it's found in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 8. So we're going to be hanging out with in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 8. And here's what I've entitled this: Lord, if you are willing. Lord, if you're willing. Let's get after this thing. This is in, again, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 8. You can follow along with me. But I want you to listen, despite your denominational upbringing, your background, your background, affiliation, what you've experienced in the past, whatever the case would be, I want you to just listen to the word of God today with a mind of faith and receiving today. And I'm seeing a lot of requests coming in, and that's good. You guys send in your prayer requests, and not only myself, but others that are watching this, just come into agreement with those prayer requests. If you're listening by podcast today, watching by YouTube, go ahead, especially on YouTube, let those comments come in below. People are going to agree with you. You're listening by podcast. I want you to believe this by faith today. Listen, when Jesus had come down from the mountain, this is Matthew 8, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshiped him, saying, quote, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Notice that the leper asked the Lord a question. Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. In verse 3, and then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, which was unheard of. He reached out his hand, made a point of physical contact with the leper, and he said, quote, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately his leprosy was made whole. I'm going to point out some stuff when we read these portions of scripture in Matthew chapter 8, and then we're going to move on. And then at the end of the segment, because we're going to fill you with God's word today first. We're going to fill you with his word, fill you with faith, and fill you with expectation. And then we're going to release all this through prayers of agreement for your affliction, your infirmity, and your sickness. Notice that a man had leprosy. He reached out to the Lord and said, and asked a question. He said, Lord, if you're willing, I can be made clean. So he didn't even question whether or not that there was a possibility that he could be healed. He just asked the question, Lord, if you're willing, I can be made clean. And then Jesus put out his hand, made contact with him as to say, I am not intimidated by your diagnosis. I'm not intimidated by what it looks like and the impossibility that I'm faced with. He still reached out and he still made contact with him, and he opened his mouth and said, he answered him, said, I am willing, be cleansed. And your Bible says when this all happened, there was a physical touch. There was a verbal declaration that came out and an answer to his question. And the Bible says when that happened, immediately, not a process, not over time, it said immediately the leprosy was made whole. My friends, this is what's called a miracle. Let me explain. When the Bible talks about in the book of Matthew as well, it talks about a woman with an issue of blood that doctors couldn't help her. Physicians couldn't help her. Specialists couldn't help her. Medicine couldn't help her. Therapy couldn't help her. Nothing could help her. And she said within herself, I know that if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And we all know the story. She touched the hem of his garment when she pressed through the crowd. And the Bible says upon her touching his garment, reaching her, making point of contact with her faith, that immediately the blood flow dried up and she was made whole. That was a miracle. It wasn't a process of time. She didn't feel something in her body and then go off, and then 3 days later and 7 days later and 21 days later and 40 days later, she was made, she saw a progressive healing. No, it was immediately, it was a miracle. There's a difference between, I personally believe there's a difference between a miracle and a healing. I believe a miracle is instantaneous and a healing is progressive. And you, any of you guys that are regular viewers and listeners of our broadcast and our ministry and our podcast, you heard me teach on this. And the Bible talks about there was a group of lepers that came to Jesus and they said they wanted to be made whole. Just same as this, there was a leper here and there was another group of lepers, and the Lord spoke to them to be made whole. And the Bible says as they walked off, they left, and as they made their journey, they were made whole. So they were healed, but they didn't receive a miracle. But right here, this man had leprosy, but when he touched Jesus, and Jesus answered him, said, I am willing. He sealed his faith. I didn't say fate. He sealed his faith. His faith made a point of contact and immediately was made cleansed. And Jesus said to him, see that you tell no one, but go your way and show yourself to the priests and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. In other words, go tell them, come on, what the Lord has done. Now let's move on. Let's go to the, again, we're in Matthew 8. We're in verse 5. And now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, watch this. A centurion came to him pleading with him, saying, Lord, my servant is lying home paralyzed and dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Again, Jesus said, I'm going to come to your house and heal him. Notice it wasn't the centurion that needed a healing. It was the servant of the centurion. Oh, come on. Did you know that you can stand in the gap for somebody else? Listen, you may be on the broadcast today, either by Facebook, by YouTube, or by the listening by podcast. And you say, I am well, I am whole, I don't need a healing in my body. Well, good for you. Praise God. But listen, your spouse may need a healing. Your children might need a healing in their body. You may have an aunt, an uncle, a niece, a cousin, a brother, a sister, someone in a blood relative in your body, in your family that needs a touch of healing in their body. You may need, there may be a coworker. You may have a neighbor next door that is sick or afflicted with some kind of infirmity, and you can stand in the gap for them to be healed. Notice he says, here's what he said. He said, I have a servant lying home paralyzed and tormented. And Jesus didn't say, I might come. I could come. I should have came. He said, I will come and heal him. And the centurion stopped him. This is so powerful. And said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should even come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be made healed, made whole. Now this should give this should make every single person listening today and watching today, this should make every one of you excited. Why? Because listen, I believe the laying on of hands. Did you know the scripture says go, Jesus talked about go and lay hands on the sick that they should recover. But listen, I can't physically reach out by faith and touch you with my physical hand because you're behind the camera. You're in your state. You're in your home. You're in your car. You're in your office. We're separated by a barrier of demographics that I can't touch you. But what I love about this passage of scripture is scripture in Matthew chapter 8, he says, if you'll just speak a word, just speak the word and it shall be done. Because listen, he understood authority. Come on, do you understand the authority of the word of God? Do you believe the word of God? Listen, for he says, I'm a man of under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and another one, come, and he comes. And my servant does this, and he does that. And when Jesus heard him say this, he marveled and said to those who were around or who were following him, quote, assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. My goodness. And I say to you that many will come from the east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob into the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness, and there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now listen to this, verse 13 of Matthew 8. And then Jesus looks at the centurion and says to him, go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. Now, come on, man. This is awesome right here. Notice it wasn't the servant that was there, but it was the centurion standing in the gap for the servant. And Jesus said, as you have believed, let it be done for you. Let what be done for you? Your servant's going to be healed because of your faith, because of your expectation. And listen what it says. And his servant was healed the same hour. Oh, come on. The same hour. Oh, I believe I'm just radical enough. And I have enough faith to believe that at right here at 2:36 p.m. Eastern, on the 15th of April in 2021, I am radical enough to believe and have enough faith to believe that if somebody on the other end of this camera, on the other end of this microphone, you may not be sick in your body, but if you can believe that a word spoken only can heal and transform them, I believe you can look back in your journal and look back and see where it was noted, where this broadcast was made. And I believe you can get notified by a text message, by an email, by a phone call, by FaceTime, and say, hey, I was once sick. I had this problem. I had this issue. I had something going on with my back. I had something going on with my eye. I had something in my lungs. I had a diagnosis of this. I was diagnosed with that. I got a report of that, but it was the strangest thing happened. A warmth came over me. Something popped in my body. Something changed. Something shifted. I'm no longer sick anymore. The virus came out. The fever broke. And I believe you can look back and you can say, that I was on a podcast. I was on a Facebook Live with just some old Kentucky boy. Come on. That was just talking, speaking the word of God. And I believed for you and it happened. Come on. I believe that can happen. Now I got to move on and then we're going to pray. Listen to this. So this happened. So you see, there's a leper. This is, Lord, if you're willing, I know that I can be made whole. Jesus reaches out, touches him and says, I am. He receives a miracle. Then a centurion comes and says, I've got a servant lying home, sick and tormented. And he says, if you'll just speak the word only, I know that he'll be made whole. And Jesus, according to his faith, said, it shall be done unto him. In the same hour, he was made whole. And then in Matthew 8:14, I love this whole chapter, guys. Then it says, and now when Jesus had come into the house of Peter, he saw that his wife's mother or his mother-in-law was lying sick with a fever. So Jesus went up and touched her hand and the fever left her and she arose and served him. Now that I'm going to pray on this one point in a minute and this is so powerful. So what am I doing? I'm building your faith. I'm encouraging you. I'm exhorting you through the word of God, releasing the word of God. Now, let me get to the last part here, and then we're going to close by praying for some folks, and we're going to come into agreement. In verse 16, and now when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. I said he healed all. Not some, not many. He healed all who were sick. And guys, this is powerful because I don't know if you've watched the Chosen series yet, but I've watched the whole first season and I've watched, I'm into the second season and I've watched episode one and I've watched episode two. And now I'm in the middle of episode three. And I love it because in episode three, this passage of scripture right here is being played out on the film where Jesus is there and all these people from surrounding regions are lined up and there's people with leprosy. There's people that are paralytics. There's people that are, they've got all kinds of infirmities and the disciples are sitting around and they're discussing how that he's healing everybody. He's seeing every single person coming in line and they're all walking away being healed and being made whole. And it's like, and Matthew is recording this, writing this down. And it's blowing me away because I'm seeing this. It gives you a visual, which we read about it, but you don't really, you see kind of a more of a visual. It puts a visual to what you read. So it says here that many were coming and they were all healed that were sick and demons were cast out. Listen to this, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah saying, quote, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Now, why is this exciting? Because the prophet Isaiah said that when the Messiah would come, one of the signs of the Messiah would be that he would take our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. Now, guys, listen, if he took our infirmities and he bore our sicknesses, and by his stripes we were made whole. And Peter says, by whom stripes we were, speaking past tense, speaking all the way back to Calvary, speaking all the way back to the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was taking on the sins of the world, when he took the stripes on his back for our healing. I want to tell somebody today that's watching by Facebook, watching by YouTube, and listening by podcast. I know you might be sick in your body. You might have some kind of an infirmity. You might have a diagnosis from the doctor. It is not the end game. It is not the end of it all. I'm telling you, by his stripes, you were and you are healed. Why? That's not by my authority. It's by the word of God. So I want to listen. I want to pray in certain points here. Number one, if you're watching this today or you're listening to this today and you say, Lord, if you are willing, I'm going to answer what Jesus answered. And he said to the leper, I am willing. So if you're watching today and you've got some kind of infirmity or some kind of sickness and you're asking today, I don't care what your denominational background is. I don't care how long you've been saved. If it's been 10 weeks, 10 months, 10 years, or 100 years. And you're saying, Lord, if you are willing, I'm answering according to the word of God. He says, I am willing. Then I want you today to receive by faith when we get ready to pray today. When we get ready to pray today, I want you to receive by faith. If you're watching this today, and again, everything is well in your body, everything is well with you, but you've got a coworker, a family member, a spouse, a friend, or someone you're acquainted with that has a diagnosis. They've got an infirmity. They got a sickness. They got a cancer in their body. They've got something wrong with them neurologically. They've got muscle disorders, blood cancers, blood diseases, whatever the case may be. I want you to agree with them. Come into agreement, stand in the gap for them and let the word of God speak and believe God for him. Call them out by name. Call them out by name when we get ready to pray. And then last but not least, listen to this. I love it. It says, I specifically went home and it says that when Jesus came into the house of Peter's mother-in-law, she was sick with a fever. And when he touched her, the fever left. And listen, if you've got some type of sickness that's causing a fever, listen, it could be a coronavirus. It could be a blood disorder. There's blood disorders and blood diseases that cause fevers in your body. If there's any type of infection in your body, whether it's cancer, whatever it is, whether it could be an autoimmune disorder. I don't know. Whatever it is, you know, the Lord knows. That's between you and the Lord. Whatever's causing this infection in your body that's raising your body temperature, we're going to believe God that you'll be made whole and be healed in Jesus' name. And then last but not least, I believe there's some people here that may be listening and you're like the woman with the issue of blood. You've been to the doctor, you've been the specialist, you've been prescribed medications. Nothing can fix this. It is possible. Listen to me. It is possible when you have touched every area, when you've reached the end of your rope, you're at your wit's end, you've done everything you can do in the natural and you can't find a source of the infirmity, of the sickness and why it's still there. It is possible that it is a spirit of infirmity. I can show you in the Bible, there was a woman who was called a daughter of Abraham who was vexed with a spirit of infirmity for 18 years and no one could set her free. No one had the ability to heal her. But when Jesus, come on somebody, stepped in the room, she was made whole of her spirit of infirmity. Now, in case you're watching this and you say, well, Well, that's well and good, brother, but Jesus did that. Jesus was healing them. Jesus touched the leper. Jesus touched Peter's mother-in-law and expelled the fever from her body. Yes, that's true, but let me remind you of what the Word of God says. The Bible says in Mark 16, he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature, and you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." I want to remind you, the Bible says he gave them authority, come on, to cast out devils, to heal the sick and raise the dead. Come on, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you and I and quickens our mortal body. He told the disciples, that's not just them, that's us as well. A disciple is those who follow Christ. They follow his teachings, they obey his word, and they do what he says that he commanded them to do. He told them, "The same works that I do, ye shall do also, and you shall do greater works." Come on, I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is still alive and well. It didn't die. It didn't dissipate. It didn't lift off of us in the fourth century. Come on, the Bible talks about the apostles, the early apostles passed away, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, did not die. He did not dissipate. He is still operating in the church today. The book of Acts never closed with amen. Why? Because it's still being written. It's still being lived out. We are still living epistles. We're walking out the gospel today. So right now, we're going to pray right now. I know this is a little bit different. That's why I said at the beginning of this, if you don't believe in this stuff, just sign off and we'll come back and we'll talk to you some other time. But I'm telling you, if you need a healing in your body, you're sick in your body, you're standing in agreement with somebody, you need to stay on this broadcast. You need to begin to release your faith. You need to come into agreement with the Word of God right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we stand on the agreement of and the authority of the almighty written Word of God. Lord, you said in your word, that according to the prophet Isaiah, that you yourself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses, and by your stripes we were and we are healed. So Father, right now we release that faith. We believe that you are willing, Lord, and we reach out our faith to touch you by faith today. Lord, we know that you're seated at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us, but the Holy Spirit can touch us. The Holy Spirit can interact with us. We can feel his presence. And I'm asking that he would invade that camera. He would go through the lens of that camera. He would touch somebody on the other end of that camera. Touch them in their faith right now. Touch them in their body right now. Lord, quicken their body right now. Quicken their mortal body right now. Father, I take authority by the name of Jesus, the authority you've given us through the Holy Spirit to do the same works that you do. I take authority over every sickness, over every infirmity, and over every disease that can be named and that has been named on this side of heaven. Lord, if it's in their body, if it's causing them weakness, if it's causing them sickness, if it's causing them torment, it's causing them fear, anxiety, and vexation, I rebuke it. In the name of Jesus, by the name of Jesus, I command sickness to come out of your body. I command it to leave. I command it to leave right now in Jesus' name. I command you to be made whole in the authority of Jesus' name. I bind every cancer. I bind every disease. I bind autoimmune disorders, digestive disorders, muscular disorders, bone disorders, neurological disorders. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, I come against, Father, every affliction, every sickness right now. Lord, I command the power of the enemy to be broken off of people right now in Jesus' name. I believe that fevers are being lifted. I believe that blood is being made whole in people's body right now. I believe there's shifting going on in people's body. I believe arthritis is healing up. I believe, Lord God, that neurological disorders, whether it's schizophrenia, whether it's bipolarism, these things Lord, I just declare that people are being made whole. You foul demons, you foul spirits of infirmity, you evil spirits that are tormenting people's minds, causing them anxiety and fear and depression and worry and suicidal tendencies, I command you to go in Jesus' name. And I command wholeness to come to you. May this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. May you begin to think clearly again. I rebuke dementia. I rebuke Alzheimer's in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we receive it today. We believe it today. Now, Lord, I come into agreement. You said, if any two shall agree in touching any one thing, it shall be done by the Father which is in heaven. I believe there's people today that are standing in for their mothers, standing in for their fathers, standing in for their grandparents, standing in for their children, their aunts, their uncles, their nephews, their nieces, their cousins, whatever the case may be. They're standing in for coworkers. They're standing in for spouses. They're standing in for neighbors and family members in Jesus' name. Lord, and they've been praying and they've been believing that these individuals will be made whole. Father, I am based on the story with the centurion that came for his servant to be made whole. Lord, I'm asking that you see who these people are, and they're coming in the power of agreement, and they're believing that somebody, whoever that person is, come on, just call them out by name. Call them out by name right now and say, I'm believing for such and such healing. I'm believing for such and such to be delivered. I'm believing for such and such to be made whole of whatever disorder and whatever disease that's vexing them today. Lord, in Jesus' name, God, we come into agreement with your holy word, and we believe that in this same hour, they're being touched by the power of the Holy Spirit. God, release angels in Jesus' name to go and do in the supernatural what cannot be done in the natural, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray your word would go forth and not return void, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, listen, I'm telling you, if you feel something change in your body, you feel something lift, you feel something go, a tumor was there, a growth that was there, and it's not there anymore. Listen, I implore you to praise God, praise Jesus, thank the Lord, magnify his name. Let your lips magnify him. Get on this Facebook Live and testify. Testify of what the Lord has done. The Bible says we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Why is this important? Because when you do this, listen, when God heals one person and they begin to testify, other people see that and they begin to believe. Their faith is increased, and they begin to believe that the same God who healed them can believe to heal them. Come on, testify. Begin to testify right here live on Facebook, live or just on the YouTube under the comment section. Email us at endtimeheadlines@yahoo.com. There's a contact form. Let us know if God has touched your body and healed you. Listen, I just got quickened by this twice. I believe somebody's getting healed of sugar diabetes, type 1 and type 2 diabetes. This is kind of out of the ordinary. I know we've already prayed about this, but I'm trying to purposely not read the comments because I want to hear from the Holy Spirit. I believe somebody listening to this, I believe you've been touched by the Holy Spirit, by the Lord, by the power of God's word, and God has healed somebody of type 1 or type 2 or both of diabetes. Come on, and you need to praise God and thank God for his healing. Walk it out. Begin to testify. Now, let me close with this. Yes, there can be people watching this and listening to this, and God did a miracle. Remember, I told you what a miracle means. It means there was an instantaneous manifestation of healing your body. A growth was there, and now it's gone. You were crippled, and now you can walk. You had some kind of infirmity that prevented you from doing certain things, and now you can absolutely walk. You can do this, you can do that. That's a miracle, and we praise God for that. But there's other people, you felt a quickening of the Spirit of God in your body, and now God is calling you to walk it out. What does that mean? It means you receive it by faith. Lord, I thank you that I'm healed today. I thank you that by your stripes I'm healed. And you just begin to declare that. You begin to call those things that be not as though they were. Lord, I thank you. It may not be manifested today, but I thank you that I am healed by your stripes. I'm healed by faith. And you continue and you keep walking that out and watch it manifest and watch it come to pass. Oh, I don't believe in all that stuff, preacher. And that's why you can't receive your healing. I told you, you got to lay that stuff aside. Reach out your faith and believe. Listen, don't believe what this preacher says. Believe what the Word of God says. That's why I purposely read to you from Matthew 8, several different portions here of Matthew chapter 8. And I read to you the scriptures, the Word of God, and showed you testimonies of what God has done for others and showed you that God can do it for you as well, if only you will believe. I'll never forget. Let me give you two quick stories and we're going to close. I promise we're going to close right here. Two quick stories. I remember a man of God said one time, he said, one day some innocent soul is going to come by, pick up the Word of God, read it and do it and turn the world upside down. And then I'll never forget another story. And it was by a great man of God used called Smith Wigglesworth. His name was Smith Wigglesworth. There's a story where he was on a train one time and he had a leather bag with him and he was sitting alone in the train and there was a woman and her daughter they were together sitting across from him and they were very ill. They were very sick. They were coughing. They were sneezing. They were carrying on. And Wigglesworth looked at the woman and he was quickened by the Holy Spirit. And he looked at her and he said, ma'am, he says, I noticed that you and your daughter are very sick. And she said, yes, we are. And he said, what would you think if I told you that what I have in this bag has a cure for every sickness and every disease in the world? She said, and he said, would you love to receive that? And she said, of course I would. And he says, then he goes, how would you like to have that? He goes, I have that right here in my bag. And she said, I would. And he reached down, he unzipped this bag and he pulled out the Word of God. And he said, this is the remedy for every sickness and every disease that has ever been afflicted onto mankind. And she said, and she just kind of looked at him funny. And he said, do you believe that God can heal you? And she said, yes. And he went over, laid hands on her and her daughter, and immediately the sickness lifted off of their body and they were made whole. That's all we're doing today, guys. We're presenting the Word of God. And we're asking if you'll reach out in faith, because it's nothing about me. Listen, it was never about me. It's nothing. I can't do this. It's about the Word of God. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ and faith in Him and His Word. And when you reach out in faith and touching and agreeing and believing what His Word says, miracles, healings, deliverances, come on, supernatural things begin to take place. Come on, do you believe that today? I hope somebody today believes this, receives this today. And I believe that I really do honestly believe, guys, that people got touched in their bodies today. And I want you to testify, share that on Facebook Live, contact us, let us know. So we can give God the glory. Listen, guys, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you can keep up with our ministry. Listen, if you're new to the broadcast, we don't do this all the time. We are completely led by the Spirit ministry. I don't tell you, 6 months in advance that we're going to preach this and teach this and do this. I am every week. When I do my devotionals and I read the Word of God or the Spirit of God quickens me, I'm led by the Spirit of God. One week, we may do all prophecy updates. One week, we may do all devotionals. Another week, we may do exhorting and edifying teachings or a series. That's how we roll here at End Time Headlines. And again, if you'd like to keep up with our ministry, we can do that at endtimeheadlines.com, endtimeheadlines.org, either one of those. Please go to there, subscribe. You'll get a digest in your inbox every single day that you can keep up with our ministry. Again, if you've not yet downloaded the free app, it is available for free, absolutely free on the Apple Play Store and the Android Google Play Store as well. Again, type in if you'll type in End Time Headlines, just type that in. Look for us. Look for our official ETH trademark logo. You're going to see that right there on your screen if you're watching. And just download that free app. Sign up for push notifications. You're going to get every one of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You're going to get our YouTube channel there on the bottom. You're going to get our podcast channel. All that's going to be on there. By the way, we're also, if you enjoy our podcast, we are on Apple and we're on Spotify. So go find us. If you're an Apple fan, go find us on Apple. If you like Spotify, go find us on Spotify. We're there. You can catch up with our ministry there as well. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity. Again, we are a ministry that is able to function and operate solely upon partnerships of our viewers. So if you guys are blessed on a weekly basis by messages, you're exhorted, you're edified, you're encouraged, you're informed, all of the above, we want you to pray about becoming a monthly partner to our ministry. And you can do that two ways. One is electronically by going to the app, going to the bottom, clicking on donate. It's going to take you to a page you can give electronically. Again, you can give according to what the Spirit leads you to. We encourage all of it. Listen, if this is your home church, I know for many people, this is your home church. We ask you to be obedient to the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit. And we trust if you do that alone, then we know that you'll do exactly what the Lord speaks to you to do. Again, you can do that electronically by giving via the app or by the main website. You can give electronically, or again, I call it the old school method. You can give by check or money order, making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's Monroe, Georgia 30655. And again, that's where you can do that as well. So guys, we're going to sign off for today. We may be back on tomorrow. As you know, many of you guys know, it's getting around crunch time. We're 3 weeks officially away from us moving in and closing on our house. So having said that, it's been crazy busy. We're scrambling to get things done. So I'm going to try, I will not make any promises, but we're going to try to be back on here tomorrow and finish out the week. If not, we will try everything we can to be back on Monday. And if not Monday, we will definitely be back on Tuesday, Lord willing. But either way, we'll see you soon and be back on here for another encouraging message or a prophetic update or whatever the Lord leads us to do. So until then, guys, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.